The Tour Bus Music Show, show number 10, Sunday, March 27th, 2011.
The Tour Bus. Louisiana's link to live music via the Audius Maximus Media Network with your hosts, T. Mike and Anna.
Hello, everyone. This is T. Mike. In this episode, we'll be discussing what has been going on while the Audius Maximus Media Network and the Tour Bus Music Show has been on hiatus. We'll discuss the new show format, updates on previous guests, new music and bands we've been listening to, music-related news and events, and an update on our upcoming interviews and concert calendars. What we have been up to while the show has been on hiatus, we've been taking a break to gain some perspective on the business and life in general. We've been reassessing our workflows, production processes, and the viability of certain shows that we've been producing. We've been establishing new processes for the way we work, and we have had some personnel changes, and we have decided to restructure our parent company in fitting with our objective to become a true global media company, as well as a new name that will more accurately fit the wide variety of shows we intend to offer our diverse and global audience. The name we have come up with, and the name we will be using going forward, is Global Stage Media, LLC. The Audius Maximus Media Network will be a division of this company. We have also been in development of new upcoming shows, merging existing shows, and developing new material. We've been making long-term business and production plans. We've been developing better ways to connect our community of listeners with ourselves and each other in order to build a strong and long-lasting relationship with each other. We'll discuss more of what's been going on later in the show. For right now, we're going to discuss some of the changes that's coming to the Tour Bus Music Show. The Tour Bus Music Show will be following this new format effective this show. The Tour Bus Music Show and the Onstage Music Show have now been merged into one show. The Tour Bus Music Show will now feature all genres of music, but will continue to bring you the most talented bands from around the U.S. and internationally. Our show will now consist of three parts. The main show will be bringing you music-related news, discussions, reviews of new music, updates on new interviews, and other music and band-related information. This portion will continue to be released on a bi-weekly basis. Tales from the Back of the Bus, or interview segment, will be released separately from the main show, but will be released under the same RSS feeds. You will continue to get automatic downloads of the interviews along with the main show, so you won't miss a thing. And our interviews will come on a regular basis. We will also be going back to the inception of the show to bring back a third part of the show that will be the concert calendar for the U.S. Gulf South area. This portion will be released weekly and will feature both local and national dates for, again, local and national artists. Bands that wish to submit their dates to be included in the concert calendar should send their dates on a monthly basis or more often to us at bands@thetourbusmusicshow.com. Again, that's bands@thetourbusmusicshow.com. Submissions must be received by Monday of the week they wish to be listed on, by 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. The concert calendar will be posted online on the following Thursday by 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. To ensure that the bands are listed, a submission of your band's monthly calendar is recommended. In local music news, spring is in the air, flowers are in bloom, and local bands are kicking out new music faster than rabbits on Viagra. Big Frank has released their long-awaited new album entitled Franco Grande. We had the chance to catch a show a couple of weeks ago, and they were in usual bone-crushing form and headlining at a local club, Extreme Sports Bar and Grill in Gonzales, Louisiana. Ben, P. Fridge, Matt, and Clipstein were taking no prisoners and rocking a packed house. You've got to check them out at ReverbNation.com/BigFrank and support them by getting their CD. Other bands releasing new albums this spring included upcoming guests on the Tour Bus Music Show such as Cardinal Collide, as well as Black Market Halos, Poulter & Kinder, with their new album, Feral, It is available on iTunes. Lillian Axe has welcomed a new vocalist, Brian Jones, to the ranks, and they have dived right into recording their 11th studio album, and it is tentatively scheduled for release in late summer, early fall. Both me and Anna were treated to a preview of one of the tracks from the new album while visiting with Steve and his wife recently, entitled Take the Bullet. The band has now placed the song as a sample track on their website at www.lillianaxe.com, and it is now available to listen to the general public. Lillian Axe will be debuting Brian at two shows on April 8, 2011 at the Howling Wolf in New Orleans, Louisiana, and on April 9, 2011 at Fire in Jackson, Mississippi. And they will also be coming later in April to the City Club in Houma. Check their website and our concert calendar for details. Speaking of Lillian Axe, for those who grew up around Louisiana in the 1980s and got to see the original lineup of Lillian Axe prior to them being signed to MCA Records, we have good news. The original lineup of the Axe is back together and under the name Circle of Light. That's right, Steve Blaze, Johnny Vines, Mike Max, and Danny King will soon be rocking some of their original songs, as well as new ones, starting around this May. They are also in production of an album themselves. Details will be announced in the near future. Again, keep an eye, and ear for that matter, on our concert calendar that can be found at www.audiosmaximus.com in both blog and audio versions. It will be a good summer concert season if you're into classic rock. I'm not saying that there will not be a lot of great modern acts out there this summer, but there will be several notable classic acts coming to the Southern United States area on tour this summer. Just giving you a heads up for the Southern Louisiana and South Mississippi area. And by the way, check out the Tour Bus concert calendar this coming week for more dates and details. Chicago will be performing at Beau Rivage Theater in Biloxi, Mississippi on Friday, April 15th, and at Paragon Casino Resort in Marksville, Louisiana on Saturday, April 16th, 2011. White Snake will be performing at Hard Rock Live in Biloxi, Mississippi on Friday, May 20th, 2011, and Saturday, May 21st, 2011 at Coushatta Casino Resort in Kinder, Louisiana, and at the Snowden Grove Amphitheater in South Haven, Mississippi on Tuesday, May 24, 2011. Also coming in May is Rocklahoma. This festival has been running for several years now and features some of the best classic rock bands as well as some of the best modern rock bands around. It will be running from Friday, May 27th through Sunday, May 29, 2011. Although it'll be a little dry for some, it will be well worth the trip with bands such as Motley Crue, Poison, Stained, Whitesnake, Papa Roach, Seether, Hinder, Skillet, Saving Abel, Sick Puppies, Sebastian Bach, Black Label Society, Drowning Pool, and many, many others. Speaking of Motley Crue and Poison, they will also be performing with special guests the New York Dolls at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum in Biloxi, Mississippi on Friday, July 8, 2011. Def Leppard with special guest Heart will be at the New Orleans Arena Saturday, June 23, 2011. Journey, Foreigner, and Night Ranger will be live in concert at Aaron's Amphitheater in Atlanta, Georgia on Friday, September 16, 2011. And our December guest, Queensryche, along with Jeff Tate, of course, will be at the Hard Rock Live in Biloxi, Mississippi on Friday, September 23, 2011. As we said earlier, we've been checking out and listening to a number of bands during our hiatus, and we wanted to pass on some great bands and music that we have found. While they are not a new band, this show's pick is In This Moment from Hollywood, California. This band has been around for several years and released their newest album, A Star-Crossed Wasteland, in mid-2010. For those of you who have not heard or checked out this band, if you like hard rock, they are a must-listen-to band. Chris Howarth on lead guitar, Blake Bunzel on rhythm guitar, Jeff Fab on drums, and Travis Johnson on bass, with their alluring and powerful vocalist Maria Brink, is a force of nature when they come together to make music. From haunting melodies to a vicious, shredding musical assault on their, well, let's say, more energetic songs, this band's music is addicting, as we found out ourselves, wanting to listen to them every day. On the first track of A Star-Crossed Wasteland, you press play on your CD or MP3 player, and you are yanked forcefully into the middle of a Category 5 grade mosh pit and left to wonder how this proverbial wall of sound came crushing down on your head. While the mood and the sounds change throughout the album, the entire album is full of great tracks, especially the more commercial sounding The Promise, which features a duet with Maria and Otherwise's Adrian Patrick. We encourage you to check out their website, their videos on YouTube, and check them out on tour. Their current releases to date are Beautiful Tragedy in 2007, The Dream in 2008, and of course, A Star-Crossed Wasteland in 2010. And you can find them at MySpace/InThisMoment, and on Facebook, you can search for them under In This Moment, and they're on Reverb Nation as well. Check them out. Wow. What a whirlwind these past several months have been. Lots of changes, late nights, crazy schedules. Life has felt like a revolving door at times, not knowing if we were coming or going. To say the least, it's been a challenge at times to balance our work schedules at our main jobs, our family, pets, and turning what started as a hobby podcasting into a full-blown production company. There have been times along the way when balance in life seemed like a distant dream, but all of it has worked out. Don't get me wrong, we're not complaining. As a matter of fact, the sharing of our passion for podcasting around the topics that we do has been a vast reward in of itself. We love connecting not only with the people and our friends that we work with and interview, but also connecting with our community of listeners and friends across the internet and the world for that matter. Not much inspires us more than to wake up in the morning looking forward to the coming day, knowing that we will have a chance to interact with so many people that we did not know the day before, and a chance to learn from their perspective of life as we interact. Overall, the journey has required a lot of dedication and energy, but it has been a blast, and we are looking forward to many, many more years of doing what we love to do. Along with the other changes, we have had a few personnel changes. Scott Bozo Hood has decided to take some time for more pressing matters in his life and has stepped down from his duties at Audios Maximus, and we wish him nothing but continued success and prosperity no matter where life takes him. However, we have been joined by none other than my brother Kenny to help us keep on track and to help take Global Stage Media and the Audios Maximus Media Network to the next level. Kenny brings with him an extensive amount of talent, drive, and personality to the network. He holds a bachelor's degree in computer science from Southeastern Louisiana University, and he will be a very valued partner and owner of our network and production company. Along with our change from a hobby to an actual functioning company, we have also had to perform our due diligence and legalize our company. As we take these next steps, we have registered with the IRS, filed our LLC, working to get our business license, trademarking and registering to pay sales taxes necessary. Yes, formally going into business can be a challenging but very exhilarating experience, but worth every minute of it. Now, to examine what's coming up in the near future for the Tour Bus Music Show and Audios Maximus Media Network. Now that we are back, we have some great groups coming up in the next few months. We have just learned that Nonpoint will be joining us in May. We will also have several other great bands joining us over the course of the spring and summer, such as Southern Whiskey Rebellion, Windborne, Cardinal Collide, as well as other local and national acts. Once again, keep an eye out on our blog and listen to the Tour Bus Music Show for details. As far as our production schedule, it's full throttle and we don't plan on slowing down anytime soon. Along with other changes, our community can expect more changes to our website over the next couple of months as we prepare to add many more interactive features to engage you, our listeners, and to improve the overall efficiency and control of its features, and to add a new community forum and discussion board. We welcome your comments and encourage you to email us at feedback@audiosmaximus.com or call us on our listener feedback line at 206-338-1478 to tell us your ideas on what we can add or change to make your experience better on our site. We want to hear from you. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Tour Bus Music Show. Again, keep an eye on our upcoming concert calendar, which again will be released both in blog and audio format on the same podcast feed on the opposite weekends from this show. Also, keep an ear out for our interview segments, Tales from the Back of the Bus, which will be released on the same RSS feed as well on a regular schedule. Of course, all the Tour Bus Music Show segments can always be found on our website at www.audiosmaximus.com, on iTunes, Zoom, and BlackBerry Podcast, and on many other podcast directories online. Thank you for downloading and listening to this week's show, and please remember that if you like the Tour Bus Music Show, and all the news, bands, music, and concert information we bring you, you can help support us by tweeting out that you're listening to us, tell your friends and family on Facebook and MySpace, and subscribe to our shows. We encourage you to be an active part of our community by calling our listener feedback line, again, at 206-338-1478, or again, we really want to hear from you on email at feedback@audiosmaximus.com. Leave us your comments, questions, and your ideas on what will make our shows better for you. You can also check out our other different shows and episodes, including My Symphony of Life, The Whims of Magical Mouse Cast, this show, The Tour Bus Music Show, Echoes of Laughter, New Music on the Double Planet, and coming later this spring and summer, Pints and Pinions, Expedition Louisiana, Personalities, our seasonal specials, and more upcoming new shows at our website at audiosmaximus.com. Please join us again for our next episode. Until then, this is T-Mike telling you to rock on.